Why be frustrated by slow internet when there is a powerful, reliable fiber internet network built by people you trust right here in your community? Smithville delivers the top speed available at one affordable price with the legendary customer service you deserve. When you're a Smithville customer, you get the fastest speed our network can provide to your home, period. Get the very best from your friendly neighborhood provider. We guarantee it. Contact Smithville today at 800-742-4084 or visit smithville.com.
News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 and the IHSAA proudly present the 109th Annual Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, sponsored by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever. Tonight's game is brought to you by Smithville, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford Real Estate, Bounds Flooring, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, J&S Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Lloyd Law, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, and Chris Smith Remax Acclaimed Properties. Now, here's Indiana Sportscasters Hall of Famer Joe Smith with Chalk Talk.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome once again to the Chalk Talk pregame show, regional title night tonight here. As we continue along, the regional championship in this, the boys' 109th State High School Basketball Tournament presented by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever. Conversation with head coach J.R. Holmes being brought to you in part by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, by Black Lumber, and a little bit later, keys to victory against the Center Grove Trojans of Zach Hahn. And that's coming up, compliments of J&S Locksmith. Well, J.R., the second game in Seymour, it's been a while, well-deserved earlier today. Just some thoughts and comments before we talk about Center Grove on the Jeffersonville Red Devils. Again, I know you didn't like the number of turnovers, but boy, you had to like the aggregate field goal-wise. It was scintillating this afternoon right from the get-go.
Well, we didn't throw it away. We got layups or wide-open shots and did some really good things. I thought the things we tried to do going in is that we wanted to take away their transition game, and I thought we did a good job of that. And the first half, they were more concerned with just driving, and not shooting anything from the perimeter. And we were able to stay in front of them there inside the three-point line. And then the second thing I was concerned about was being able to rebound with them, because they really crashed the boards, number 12 and number 1 for them. So they we out-rebounded them on our charge like 27-9 or some crazy number like that. But we didn't give them many defensive rebounds. We either threw it away or we scored. So that was a good thing. And then I thought we did a good job of helping out on number 1 in the post and frustrated him, I thought, into a three-point shooter at the end of the game with nothing on his legs. Number 11, we did a good job. You know, defensively, I mean, they got 4, 5, 6 points right there at the end, but that had been the third straight tournament point we held in the 40s. So our defense was pretty good overall. And got in foul trouble again a little bit in the second quarter. We had to hold the ball, trying to get to halftime, and was fortunate enough to make the play at the end of the half. Excuse me, really, we made it in the first quarter. We made a last-second play down the floor, and then we got the really good pass out from Jordan out to Bamba for a three after we held the ball there for a couple minutes to get to halftime. So then I think that pushed it up to 10 points or something. I don't know what it was at halftime, about 10. And 14. Yeah, it was 11 and up to 14. So that was a huge shot for us. And we came out in the second half, third quarter, did some things. They got a little more aggressive. They got a little more shooting the ball from the perimeter. We turned it over a couple, 2 or 3 times, trying to force some things. And then we got the fourth foul, the third foul on Roland, fourth foul on Anthony. Made a couple really bad decision fouls there late in the third quarter. Had to set out. And then so we got the ball back and scored and kept it in double digits through the first part of the fourth quarter. And then expanded it up so that we could pull away. We did a really good job of attacking their traps. And then obviously Jordan Meeks was the beneficiary of 6 or 7 or 8 straight layups there we got off of him.
Well, there were 8. We'll talk a little about that. He did that in the second half. I thought that, you know, Connor Hickman, first of all, Noah did a nice job of breaking any kind of pressure. They didn't put the pressure on you as early as I thought they would. That being said, you got a lot of layups, but, you know, Jager was Jager. But Connor Hickman, talk about his first half. Young man had 20 points today, but he had 14 of those in the opening 16 minutes.
I think he had 12 of them in the second quarter. So, yeah, so he had a couple of threes for us, and he also got to the basket a couple of times. He had a, you know, we always say there's somebody's got to pick us up. And going into the game, I thought that Connor or Roland one had to have a good game. And by that, I mean he had to be in double digits. Because I thought Anthony would be there. I thought Noah would be there. I thought we needed the third score. What ends up that we got Meeks, bonus from him, and then with Anthony only 9 points. But I never put him back in after in the third quarter when I took him out. So he had his 9 points in about three quarters. So everything worked out that we'd planned. You know, Hickman started in. Roland got in foul trouble again as usual. And but Graham was good until he got in foul trouble. Meeks come in. It was almost a flip-flop in the sectional game. He watched the sectional final game, where Adam Graham was the beneficiary of four or five straight layups, you know, off the board. So that's what they're supposed to do, you know, when we draw the defense to us, and it looks good when it happens.
Well, he didn't have to move his feet much. We'll talk a little about the scintillating second half that Jordan Meeks gave the Panthers earlier today in that 68-52 victory. 15 in a row, 24-3 going into the championship game tonight for the Southsiders against the Center Grove Trojans. More Title Night conversation with JR after this 1 minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Yeah, you were talking a little about the first half. I mean, golly, you were 15 of 21. And I mean, when the dust settled earlier today, 27 of 37, 73.5%, just uncrazy. But, well, talk a little about Jordan Meeks. I mean, he was the recipient of a lot of bullet passes from Jaeger, from Hickman. He didn't have to move his feet much, and boom, 8 for 8 today.
All he had to do was lay him in. You know, he got to put him in good, but he had to be in that position there, too. So that's a positive thing that we went to our what we call our four-out motion opposite, where the big guy just stays on the block, works block to block opposite the ball. So when the guy drives, they help, and you can get a dish here, and it worked out pretty well for us. But he also had a couple of big blocks down there on defense. He also had a couple of rebounds or so. He was engaged in the game. And that's good. You know, he played a minute and 30 seconds last Saturday. This was his night to be able, or this afternoon, for him to step in there and pull his weight and do what he was supposed to do to help make our team successful.
Well, lead eight time. 8-4-A teams are still playing basketball as we go into this nighttime session and then the final four. Obviously, the Panthers looking to duplicate what happened to them the last time they were this far and won a regional championship, and that was the title team that JR had back in 2011. But let's talk about the opponent, Center Grove. How difficult is it? I mean, you knew who was in the field, Center Grove, so you come to the ball yard today and you look at both teams. But take us through the process of getting ready for Center Grove before you had dinner and a little walkthrough before the game tonight.
Well, one of the assistant coaches had Center Grove scout, and one has Jasper scout, and so we had either whichever one. Although we was pretty sure in our minds, if you can be sure in high school, we thought Center Grove would be successful in that game. But basically for us, and this is the way I treat all Friday, Saturday night games in the regular season or even tournament games. We did all our preparation was for Jeffersonville, you know, because of their quickness and their transition game and the kid, I remember, I can't think of his name, in the post, and everybody's wanting to recruit a little bit, you know, not here for Jeffersonville. So our whole thing was on him. So it helps a little bit. Now, he's not Jackson Davis.
Coleman.
He's not Jackson Davis, but we did work on some things where we doubled down on him, which we'll have to do tonight on Jackson Davis. But, you know, you got to understand that if you're a 20 wins team, in the MIC conference, you're really good. When you play Lawrence Central, Lawrence North, Warren Central, Carmel, Ben Davis, Pike, and all those schools in and out every week, you know, and you come out with a 20 and I think they're 20-8 or something, something like that. That you know that they're really good, and they're seniors. They started 5 seniors this afternoon, and it just you know, this is their year, quote, to get whatever they're going to get, and so I'm pretty sure they're pretty confident going into the game. With the schedule they play, it's obviously a little tougher than the schedule we play. But the problem is, you know, I told them when we beat Warren Central in 2011 in the Final Four game, you only got to beat them once. You know, and this is, you get one shot, one 32-minute period. It can be good for us, or it may not be good. We'll find out.
Yeah, you're talking a little about the MIC conference. Of course, Carmel's still playing. Chris Myers, Warren Central Warriors, and Lawrence Central. Lawrence Central bowed out today earlier, but the 2-2-5 teams are still playing. You're playing one of them, and the other one you could play next week. And Ben Davis, who has New Pal up at Southport in the other half. But your impressions of Center Grove, obviously we saw them earlier take care of Jasper, but they lack a quickened pace, don't they?
They like that, but they also know who their lead horse is.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to get hit the ball into him, and if he walks down, they'll wait on him. You know, if he gets behind in the play, and they're going to do everything possible to get it, the ball into him. And when their guards are hitting, they're almost unbeatable because he's really hard to guard one-on-one in the post. And I know Chris guarded him a certain way. They tried to take the two guards away and just let Trace Jackson get his 30 and was successful twice, in overtime once and then in the regular season. I just don't know that we have anybody that can match up with Trace like Warren Central does or Carmel does or Lawrence Central did. You know, they all got 6'7", 6'8" guys in there too. So we're going to have to do it by committee, and we just have to hope they're going to be off a little bit of a tick, you know, maybe not shooting the ball extremely well from the perimeter. And, you know, at work this morning, Jeffersonville hit 15 out of 25 threes the last two games they played in the sectional, and tonight they didn't hit as well. So maybe the basketball gods will be looking down on us and see what we can do. And we got a rebound. We can't give him two or three shots. He'll dunk it on you eventually. And but their defense, they got their guards, really got after Jasper hard. But I think that our guards can hold, I think we can hold our own in that category.
We'll be back with our J&S Locksmith Keys to Victory with JR. Some final comments after this 1 minute break. Championship on the line, the Center Grove Trojans, the South Panthers, or JR and Chalk Talk after this 1 minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. You know, I know in your scout report you gave the fellas earlier today after you guys had dinner, get him in ball screens and pull him away from the basket. How do you do that defensively? Just start out on him when he comes down in the half court?
Well, if we're talking about when we're at the ball,
yeah,
we just get into our motion, and whoever he's guarding is going to come up and set a ball screen on our guard, whether it be Jaeger or Hickman or even Anthony, you know, and see he hasn't been one who has shown real hard in the past, so we maybe have some open jump shots, or if he does show hard, maybe we can drive into him and get some fouls on him, try to go toward the basket on him. But he's also not going to get in foul trouble. I mean, he doesn't even guard you inside a couple times. If it's an opportunity, he'll back off and give you the basket instead of getting a foul. So, but, you know, we got to be careful because he is 6'9" or 6'10", and even if he doesn't show hard, his hands up in the air, it's hard to shoot over him sometimes. So we're going to do that. We'll try to pull him away from the basket if possible and on some motion stuff. But then, you know, we may just play. We may just say, let's get the first one to 80 and see who wins this game. You know, our kids like that style a little better, and that might not be out of the question.
You talked about rebounding earlier today with us, you know, before Jeffersonville, and keeping your composure. How do you feel the composure will be with this squad now that they've kind of gotten that monkey off their back by, you know, having an opportunity now to play for a Final Four berth? You're in the Elite Eight.
Well, it's special to be in the Elite Eight. I would think they would, that I always hope, and as I tell them, I said, the next game is the game you have to be the best you've been all year long. It doesn't be good to be back and talk about a game in December or January or February. We got to talk about game two of February 9th or March 9th. March 9th. And this is when the teams that succeed in the tournament don't have bad games. You know, you've got to be able to play. We sort of got, I don't know that we really got away with one today because we had 19 errors, but we did a lot of other things good too. So we got to take care of the ball. We have to shoot the ball. Because when Jasper had some wide open shots, they just didn't hit open shots, especially in the first half. And because you don't get many rebounds. You don't get many offensive rebounds with him in there. You know, they bring in a 6'5 Doyle kid and a 6'6 DeGrasse kid. They're huge. You know, and they don't go down in size when they take out a guard. They go up in size. And so we'll have to be at the top of our game. And that's where you should be if you're in the Final Eight. You shouldn't get a bye pass into the Final Four. You got to step up and play.
How concerning were those, the number of turnovers? A lot of them, you know, self-inflicted.
Well, a lot of that's when the first part was when Noah was going to try to get going a little bit too fast. And, you know, as my brother tells me, you got to take a little bad with all the good he does, because he does create some good things, but he also sometimes over-penetrates, tries to do something great, and then Connor lost concentration, had it knocked off his knee out of bounds. Then he came through and made a little shovel pass, and that was didn't have to make, and then he tried to do a real fancy one, it didn't have to make. So a lot of that, all those sometimes have been where we had double digits in the fourth quarter, and I keep trying to enforce upon him that if that's a 1 or 2 point lead, that's a really, really, it's a bad play to start with, but it's a really bad play if you don't have a cushion to work with in the margin. So, you know, good game to get out of our system, I hope.
Well, some giddy up perhaps. We'll find out. Four quarters ahead of us to see who plays in the semi-state, the Final Four in Class 4A. This is Elite Eight time, and the Panthers are here tonight to look for their 16th in a row, taking on the Center Grove Trojans. You've been listening to comments tonight on the Chalk Talk Regional Championship pregame show with Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes. Terry Stoltz, as always, joins me, and we'll return to Lloyd E. Barney Scott Gym here in Seymour. Tip-off approaching here at 8 o'clock. Back with more Panther pregame after this two-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Now, let's head courtside with Joe Smith and Terry Stoltz.
So now the stage gets even larger. It gets bigger as we move from Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight, an opportunity tonight for Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes and his fifth-ranked South Panthers to grab a Class 4A Final Four berth next week with his ninth regional title. As tonight, the Southsiders, 24-3, winners of 15 in a row, battle the Center Grove Trojans of Zakon out of Greenwood, Indiana, in the Metropolitan Conference, featuring IU-bound Trace Jackson-Davis, who comes in off a 20-point effort in Center Grove's semifinal win earlier today over Jasper, 65-40. Center Grove, 20-8 on the year overall. Since February, though, they're playing well. Who isn't at this time of year? They're 8-2. Winners of five in a row and a first meeting with one of JR's squads in 6 years. For the Panthers, the first regional title appearance since 2012. They lost that night to Castle after beating, incidentally, a Jeffersonville Red Devil team in the semi. So this evening, again, we present the opportunity to the Felines to win the school's ninth regional, all of them coached by JR Holmes. From the state's largest goal hall, the 8,200 seat Lloyd E. Scott Gymnasium, better known as Barney Scott Gym, on the campus of Seymour High School here in Jackson County in Seymour, Indiana. Let's have at it with these guys. Along with our producer, Alex Lester, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, Terry Stoltz is always alongside all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith. It's time now for our player spotlights presented by Lloyd Law and attorney Matt Lloyd. Here's T.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Well, Joe, you know, as we were getting ready here, they're playing the themes from Hoosiers, the soundtrack. You've got the biggest gym now in Indiana, and you got a chance to play for another championship, survive in advance. It makes goosebumps on my neck, and I know it does yours too. And if they're our Panthers in Bloomington South are going to advance, they're going to have to do something with Trace Jackson-Davis. Probable Mr. Basketball, Indiana recruit, 6'10 senior. Him and his mates have been going to school together for a long time, and this is the year they've been pointing to. Trace Jackson-Davis is my star player to watch for on Center Grove. And for the Panthers, I look for a better outing today, or this evening, from Anthony Leal. While he got 9 points in three quarters, he committed two costly fouls late in the third quarter and did not play in the fourth. Your leading scorer, a possible Indiana All-Star next year, and a guy that everybody looks at as an elite player in the state, he has to step up in a championship-level game. So Anthony Leal better step up tonight, and I think he will. Anthony Leal and Trace Jackson-Davis.
TJD, as they call him, the 6'10 senior, as we mentioned. Averaged 21 points coming into the regional, had 20 earlier this afternoon, and he leads the Center Grove Trojans out of the hardwood here at Barney Scott Gymnasium. Well, another fine crowd here as we see a lot of Center Grove fans, and they're right below us and off to our right. Bloomington South across brought a great crowd here today, despite the fact that it is now spring break officially. Panthers, by the way, will be the home team tonight, and they're dressed in their home whites with purple numbers and a purple trim, while Center Grove all red, red trunks to go with the red jerseys, the white Center Grove on the front, and white numbers. Well, you know, T, and again, our player spotlight brought to you by attorney Matt Lloyd. He can help you if you've been hurt in the car wreck. Give him a call, 812-333-MATT. He'll fight to get you the settlement that you deserve. You know, you look at Zach Hahn. He came over from Brownsburg, and in 5 years, he's 79-49 as the head coach of the Center Grove Trojans. They don't score a lot of points, but a lot of teams were slowing it down, especially in the tournament. Greenwood, for instance, 54 total points scored, 90 in the Franklin Central game, and I'm talking total points. Center Grove winning all these games, and then they survived Franklin in overtime a week ago tonight to win the sectional, T, 29-28.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, that's one thing, is trying to keep the ball out of Trace Jackson Davis's hands. And if you're holding on to it on your end and not committing turnovers and just trying to get the best shot you can, try to keep it out of his hands. Well, Franklin tried to a, 29-27 game, and he had 25 of the 29 points. So he still got his. The Panthers, JR, you know, he's not going to tell us for sure what he wants to do, but I like his last comment.
Yeah.
We may just try to see first team to 80 and see how it goes, and that may be a great strategy against this senior-laden Center Grove team.
We'll have the presentation of the colors and the playing and singing of our national anthem. We'll be back with that and the starting lineups for tonight's title game. The fifth-ranked South Panthers looking for their first regional since 2011, battling Trace Jackson Davis on his way to IU, and his playmates, the Trojans from Greenwood and Center Grove High School. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, a great crowd here on hand at Barney Scott Gym on the grounds of Seymour High School. The 82-28 facility, seat-wise, not filled to the brim, but a crowd in excess of 5,500 tonight to watch Center Grove and the South Panthers. As I told you, the Panthers, the home team tonight, will go with the same starting lineup: Adam Graham, Anthony Leal, Grayson Rowland, Connor Hickman, who had that fantastic second quarter to really lay the foundation on Jeffersonville, and Noah Jager will be the starting five. Noah, of course, had 10 this afternoon. Hickman with his 20, 3 for Roland, 9 for Leal, and Graham had 2. The other big story, in addition to Hickman, was Jordan Meeks hitting all 8 of his shots and scoring 16 points, certainly up that 57% field goal average of his, as he didn't have to take too many steps from getting the ball and laying it in this afternoon. Let's take a look at the red-clad Center Grove Trojans, coached by Zach Hahn in his fifth year. Trace Jackson Davis, 6'10", a senior, averaging 21 points and 9.2 rebounds a game at one forward spot. They're going to start Spencer, let's look down on there, and probably Justin DeGraff, 6'7", a junior, averaging just under 10 points and 4 rebounds. Spencer Piercefield will start at one guard, a 6-foot senior, averaging in double figures at 10 points. Ben Greller will be one of the veteran senior guards, along with Ben Nickerson. Both of them are seniors. And I don't think Lucas Doyle is starting tonight. Yes, he is,
yeah,
I take a peek at him. So Lucas Doyle is 6'5", senior, so they're all seniors, as Terry mentioned, and they're out in their red uniforms right now. Time to meet our officials, brought to you by Black Lumber. Chris Shields, the lead official tonight. He is from Indianapolis, Tim Stroud from Orleans, and Corey Furman from Fishers. Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson, they've got everything you need. Whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property, you can count on Black Lumber. And our opening tap tonight
Being brought to you by Bloomington Hardware. They're closed right now. Actually, yeah, they're just closing. It's 8 o'clock right now. They're open tomorrow, 10 until 6. Before our tap, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
Your home for high school sports in Monroe County, News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370, WGCL, Bloomington.
All right, here we go. Joe Smith along with Terry Stoltz, our producer Alex Lester. Jackson Davis at 6'10", controls the tip. Leal was there, and Center Grove will come toward us as they will go from right to left on the radio dial, dressed in their all red. High lob pass into Davis. He is double-triple team, puts up a shot too hard, rebounded out of there by Grayson Rowland. Quickly in the half court, here comes Hickman down on the wing right and threw it away, right into the arms of Spencer Piercefield. Piercefield will now take a three-pointer and hit it. A 40% three-point shooter is Piercefield, coming in averaging a little over 10 points a ball game, and he flat knocked that one down, and he's the one that stole the pass at the other end as a mistake early on after 19 this afternoon, which, by the way, was the season high for South. Was costly, obviously. They're down 3-0. Around the perimeter now, Center Grove and a man-to-man down on the wing. That's Noah Jaeger. He's working against Nickerson. Nice pass inside, up with the left hand, blocked by Jackson Davis, and that was a shot rejected that Adam Graham took. Here come the Trojans down in the offensive set. Big Luke Doyle, a football player, 6'5", takes up a lot of space, gets the entry pass. And down from Nickerson, and let's see, last touch, then a nice play defensively by Anthony Leal, T.
Yeah, Anthony's playing behind Doyle, and he wants to go over and help Adam Graham at any time that he can on Trace Jackson Davis. Great play by Anthony, poked the ball out, but Doyle reached for it and knocked it out of bounds.
As I told you, Center Grove coming in hot. Panthers obviously have won their last 15 in a row. Shot taken and missed by Leal. High rebound. It hit the basket support. It goes out of bounds. Center Grove basketball.
Well, South, who hit everything they threw up in the game this afternoon, already 0 for 2. Little jitters, Joe. You know, this is something that none of these kids have played in a game like this yet. They'll have to settle down and they'll be fine.
Ben Nickerson is the point guard, passes it over. There's a three-pointer by Spencer Piercefield. No good. Grayson Rowland, another rebound. Quickly in the half court, Noah Jaeger now in the perimeter, along the perimeter on the right side, being harassed over there by Nickerson. Gets a return pass from Hickman, who's over here on the right-hand wing, down on the corner left. Is Grayson Rowland. He didn't score from the field, puts up a shot, and that one rolls in. Took a high bounce. That's a good sign. Grayson Rowland, all of his points earlier today came from the three-point, from the free throw line. He had three of them, but that's his first deuce of the day here at Barney Scott Gym, and it's 3-2. Center Grove with the early lead.
Sorry, Joe. He took that right at Trace Jackson Davis. Barely got it over the outstretched hand and kissed it off the glass.
Greller's a good ball handler. This is a veteran team. Jackson Davis off the glass got it. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. You can do what you can do, and they're double teaming down in the low post, and Jackson Davis took a nice entry pass that time from Ben Greller and stuck it in. It's 5-2 Center Grove. Jackson Davis's first basket of the night. With it is Leal outside, over to Rowland, stops, pops, 12-footer, got nothing but nylon. Two in a row for Grayson Rowland. That could be a big lift, Terry, offensively tonight if Rowland gets styled in points-wise.
Absolutely, Joe. Somebody needs to pick it up. And after a rough afternoon with a lot of fouls, great start for Grayson Rowland.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There were a ton of fouls earlier today. There's the lob pass, and we got a whistle. We got three Panthers in front of Jackson Davis. And one of the three committed the personal foul, and we'll wait and see who that was.
Yeah, they got it. Adam Graham.
So Graham picks up the foul. Again, the clock that we had a perfect view of is not working relevant to, there's a ball kick that should have been back to Center Grove, and the Panthers get a break. Here comes Connor Hickman driving the lane, laying it up, getting it. So Connor Hickman, he did a lot of that in that second quarter earlier today. Picks up his first two, and it's 6-5. South's first lead of the game. Jackson Davis, Harris by Graham, put up a shot, got it. So Jackson Davis with his second field goal, and we seesaw back and forth now, 7-6. The younger Taven Jackson is getting ready to check into the ball game. He's only a freshman. There goes Connor Hickman again, and no shot. He was fouled going into the paint.
Still a lot of confidence for Connor Hickman, Joe.
Yeah, that ball actually did go in, too.
It went in. I mean, it was a good call by the official. He was fouled on the floor, but he is feeling it from this morning's game, and that's good to see. We've had a lot of attacking the rim so far for the Panthers.
7-6, Panthers with the basketball. Leal will trigger it out of his own end zone. Graham, and now over to Jaeger. On top of him is Ben Nickerson, the veteran senior guard for the Center Grove Trojans. They lead it 7-6, inside 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Around the screen goes Jaeger. What a shot that was off the glass.
Beautiful.
He used the screen by Connor Hickman and kept the momentum to the hoop, laid it up, and laid it in. It's 8-7 South. Back and forth we go. 3:44 to play. South in their patent man-to-man. Down on the wing left. With it is Nickerson. Ball almost stolen away by Hickman, and then he left Nickerson free, and he just kind of just shoved it in. And Center Grove's got the score back to their advantage now, 9-8.
Yeah, really good defense by South on that possession, Joe, but he just fought right through it. Connor couldn't rip it out of his hands. Easy two for CG.
CG playing the man-to-man. They came out in it. They're still in it. Grayson Rowland has been the offense here in the opening quarter with 4 points, 4 of the 8. Panthers trail 9-8 with 3 minutes approaching here in the opening quarter. Rowland, cross-court pass over to Jaeger. Jaeger deals it down over to Graham. Back to Jaeger now. Got a little seam. Deals it over to Hickman, a three-pointer. It's no good. Tipped up, no. And rebounded out of there by Jackson Davis. Good ball handler. He comes across and throws it away as I say that. And here comes Jaeger on the steal. Nice pass over to Adam Graham, and he'll go to the line and shoot two.
Foul on Ben Nicholson. Way to run the floor for the Panthers. Adam Graham will get out and go. A really silly pass by Trace Jackson Davis there. He got the rebound, thought he was going to play Magic Johnson all the way down the floor.
Yep.
Good hands by the Panthers. Jaeger gets it out. Adam Graham at the free throw line.
Adam, the senior, puts it in. He's elevated that free throw percentage out of the 50, high 50s into the 60s. He did not shoot any this afternoon. As a matter of fact, 61% at game time. And now that one also rolls in, and South goes back in front. 10-9 the count, 2:41 to play. As a matter of fact, Graham looking for a big game offensively. The senior had only two earlier today against Jeffersonville. With it is Piercefield, shot taken. There's a DeGraff that's into the ball game. High rebound, cleared out of there by Grayson Rowland. Over to Leal, spin move inside off the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound. Who had it? Who touched it last? They say Adam Graham did. Center Grove basketball.
Justin DeGraff can hit that shot right there at the free throw line, Joe. He's very talented, 6'7", junior. Where he comes in, Doyle goes out, and Center Grove gets better because this kid can score.
He sure can. He's averaging just under 10 a ball game. Shot taken and missed that time by Piercefield. Cleared out of there by Adam Graham. Here comes Jaeger back to Graham, and he missed the shot. Boy, that would have been nice.
Oh, man, just barely, just almost hit the bottom of the rim.
10-9. Here comes Center Grove the other way. Ball down at the shoe tops of Jackson Davis. He, despite that, puts it in. He's got 6 points.
Great hands, Joe. Yep. And he played stronger with the ball in the last two times down than he did this morning, as Jasper knocked several balls out of his hands.
Center Grove's 20-8 on the year, but as I told you, they've won 5 in a row. There's a three-pointer by Adam Graham. Only a 28% shooter from behind the line, and one of the few that he's taken in the tournament. And it misfires. And here comes Center Grove with a one-point lead, 11-10, and the basketball with a minute 21 to play. And I think we're going to see Graham sit the Pines as Meeks getting ready to check in at the next dead ball. Jordan Meeks, Mr. Perfecto, after that 8-for-8 afternoon he had.
Nothing else. Get Adam Graham. Here comes Trace Jackson Davis.
He's beating Graham. So JR's got to make a change here. That's 8 points here in the quarter for Jackson Davis, and Center Grove with its biggest lead, 13-10, inside a minute to play. As Jaeger now looks over to JR Holmes. He has on the wing Leal and Hickman. In the post is Rowland. He slides down, changes spots now with Graham. With it is Leal. Got the seam. Ball knocked loose out of his hand by Spencer Piercefield. And here comes Jordan Meeks into the game, and I'm sure that Adam Graham will be coming out, and he is.
Well, one thing, Joe, besides the fact that he's, I think he's gassed because he's fighting one of the best.
Yeah, he's playing tough. He's doing the best he can.
Yes, he is.
I mean,
he's
you know,
him.
Graham's 6'5". He's 5 inches shorter than Jackson Davis. Nice move, and up off the glass, and that is Connor Hickman. Hickman with four, and the Panthers to within one with 23 seconds to play, and Center Grove will go for the final shot here in the opening quarter. With the basketball across the timeline, Ben Nicholson uses the screen and now still dribbling, down to 12 seconds to play. Panthers playing the man-to-man around the screen, deals it down, with it is DeGraff, over to Jackson Davis, put up a shot, rolled it in with 1.8 seconds to play. Noah will fling one.
Whoa.
And I tell you what, I don't think it would have counted, but boy, that was dead on and hit the back of the rim from about 65, 70 feet. But it was Trace Jackson Davis rolling in his fifth field goal with 1.0 seconds to play here to end the first quarter. 15-12, Center Grove with the first quarter lead after 8 minutes. Back with more. As we go to quarter number two after this one-minute break, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Side out, Bloomington South trailing 15-12. As we get rolling in the second quarter, no lineup changes. Meek stays in for Adam Graham. With it is Noah Jaeger down on the left wing. Deals it outside now to Anthony Leal. Shot off good defense man-to-man-wise by Zach Hahn's Center Grove Trojans. Meeks playing the post, deals it now over to Hickman, who had 4 points. We got a whistle away from the ball and an offensive foul called, an illegal screen, and I don't know if they got Meeks or Roland. It was Roland. So Grayson Roland picks up the personal foul. And that is the second team foul on Bloomington South, and Center Grove will have an opportunity now to take its largest lead of the ball game. They whip it down on the wing. We have a new man in the game. Cameron Petty is playing now for Center Grove at a forward spot. There's the lob pass to Graff. Had a notion. Now gets it back. Deals it instead over to Petty. Down on the wing. And he travels with the basketball. And that was Nicholson. So they trade turnovers. How about the shooting splits in the first quarter?
All right. Panthers 5 of 11 for 45%, 7 of 10, obviously 70% for Center Grove. Joe, that foul was assessed to Jordan Meeks and not Grayson Rowland. I'm peering around the corner. They finally posted it. So that's what happened there. Four turnovers for Center Grove, only one for Bloomington South.
Jaeger with the ball down to Leal. He's been quiet. He hasn't scored yet. Maybe this will be the first time he does, and he hits a three. So as I say that out of my mouth, he guns in a triple out of the left wing, and it's all tied at 15. Here comes Nicholson across the timeline, and Meeks is out, and so is Trace Jackson Davis. Now spins inside, put up a shot. We got a whistle after the play, and I think they're going to nail DeGraff on that.
Good call.
The big 6'7" junior. And now the Panthers, after trailing by three, 6:29 to play here in the first half, we're early in the second quarter, can take the lead. They've had it briefly at 1 point on two different occasions.
Good block out there, Joe, for two different Panthers. And DeGraff went right over the back and got that foul.
Out playing is Piercefield against Leal. Inside shot blocked by DeGraff as he rejected Roland that time. Roland had 4 first quarter points, as did Connor Hickman, and Noah Jaeger had a basket. 15-15. Leo comes and gets the pass from Jaeger, tries to find a seam, cannot find one. Instead now deals the ball over to Connor Hickman. Out on him is Piercefield. He's a good defensive player, one of the rock-solid defensive players for Center Grove. There's a shot by Meeks. He's finally missed a shot here at Barney Scott Gym. Easy rebound that time by DeGraff. With it is Jackson Davis, and he's fouled going in, and Meeks is going to be, I believe, called on the personal foul. We'll wait and see. That's going to be the personal foul.
Now they called that one on Roland.
All right.
Feeney.
So Roland's got one. Meeks has got one. And Graham is sitting on the bench with one. And right now, we got a timeout called by Center Grove. So we'll break for a half minute and clear it all up. 5:43 to play here before half, 15-15. Back in a half minute, you're listening to the regional championship game, Bloomington South Panther basketball. 15-15 back at Barney Scott Gym, a title night Saturday, South and Center Grove. With the basketball, it'll be Petty underneath his own basket or just to the left of it. That foul was on Meeks. They clear it out to Jackson Davis. He's got 10 points tonight, all of them inside. He's got the ball right now, trying to make a move against Leal. Leaves the ball over to Nickerson. Back on the return pass, and now he's got 12. He beat Leal that time. And it's 17-15. Center Grove back in front by two. With it is Jaeger down the lane, lays it up. He spins it off the rim, no good. Cleared out of there, and that is Pierce Field. Quickly, here comes Center Grove in the half court. Petty delivers it over to Roberts. He's walking with the basketball. Or I say, Jackson Davis. So a turnover for Center Grove. And the Panthers will have it. 17-15. They have the four gigantic clocks here. We're looking straight ahead at one, and that's the one that's not working relevant to posting the number of the fouls per half team-wise and on the player. There's a shot by Bamba, no good. Went to get his rebound, couldn't get it, as it was ripped away from him by Ben Nicholson. So Nicholson will come across the timeline. He's their veteran senior point guard. He averages just under 6 points a ball game. Out of the corner, a three-pointer, no good. Loose ball rebound cleared out of there by Jaeger. He had four this afternoon, and now he's going to be called out of control, an offensive foul. And setting up the charge that time was Nickerson, and that was just an outstanding senior move, and Jaeger, totally out of control, that time picks up the personal foul.
Once again, that's just one of those plays as we've got a timeout.
Timeout called, 4:41 to play. Center Grove's basketball off the charge by Jaeger. 17-15 leaders, the Trojans, back in a half minute. You're listening to South Panther basketball. 4:41 to play before half. Center Grove basketball after the nice defensive play setting up the charge. Ben Nickerson on Noah Jaeger, who was out of control. And here comes Nickerson across the timeline. He and DeGraff out there right now. Also Ben Greller and the big man, Jackson Davis. He has a dozen points. There's the lob again, and this will be two more. Looks like Jordan Meeks earlier today. 19-15, biggest lead of the ball game. And this is not good news because South to date has had no answer for Jackson Davis. None. Zip. Relative East scoring 14 points, and there's a rolling to the basket, and they call a foul, and that's going to be on Jackson Davis. Terry, that may be, well, no, that's one on Jackson Davis, I'm pretty sure, but that only the third one. Team foul.
Yeah, and, you know, right now, the only thing we can hope, Joe, is that he just gets worn out scoring all those points.
Have the line rolling, and it's in and out, no good. 70% coming in. I mentioned obviously earlier in the festivities today, three out of four, all of his points from the line, and he got one of two. So rolling on the evening now with 5 points. South, the 71% free throw shooting team. So Bamba's going to help out Leal. Leal and Bamba are both on top of Jackson Davis, and there's another shot. Just, well, what can you do, Terry?
I don't know, Joe. I mean, he's 6'10". He's got lovely touch around the basket. He's got great moves. Just keep going at him. Do the best you can.
Loose ball and stolen away. What a great play by Pierce Field. And here's Davis at the other end, and he will go to the line and shoot two as Bamba got him. So the Panthers better be careful right here. They're not connecting and becoming unconnected offensively with turnovers. And now they trail 21-16. And here is Jackson Davis at the free throw line. And not a very good free throw shooter, but he hits that one. For a big guy that's going to get fouled a lot, Terry, he's only 64% on the year from the free throw line coming into the regional. And I say that, he'll probably hit this one. And he misses here terribly. And Leal's got the rebound. So one of two, he's got 17 of Center Grove's 22 points. Jackson Davis has outscored Bloomington South here. 3:25 to play before half. Jaeger, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Took his eyes off of it. And we saw a lot of that today, Terry. We saw 19 big ones.
Yeah.
19 lost possessions.
Third turnover of the quarter, Joe. So that's four for the game for the Panthers, five on Center Grove.
All right, 22-16. Time to tighten those shoelaces and get to work defensively right now. Fronting, and there's a shot, a three-pointer, and bingo. Spencer Piercefield. Again, he's 40% from behind the line. He's got two threes tonight, and it's 25-16. Center Grove with a nine-point lead. Shot taken out of the wing, no good, and that was taken by Adam Graham, who's checked back into the ball game. Cheer block right down in front of us. Center Grove getting excited now. Inside the three-minute mark, 25-16. Center Grove with the lead. Nickerson deals it over to Piercefield. Inside, Jackson Davis, and he rolls it in again. 19. He's outscored South by three himself. Shot fake, Grayson Rowland, and he puts up a shot, and it's no good. It hit the guy wire, and they're going to call the foul on a Center Grove Trojan, and getting the foul is Ben Greller. And that's going to be a shooting foul, T, as Rowland goes to the line.
I don't know why Greller is so upset. That's his second foul there. That catches us up, Joe.
Okay.
He bank is open.
Yep. Rowland decided to try the Jackson County Bank, and it worked. Two out of three from the line. Swish, three of four, 7 points for Rowland, and he's been the scoring for Bloomington South, 27-18.
They need a stop here, Joe, some way, somehow. Stop or a turnover, and stem this tide a little.
Well, they trailed by 11, 27-16. Before those free throws, there's another three, and this one, it was to Kraft. Well, now they're hitting their threes, and it's 30-18. Down at the other end, Rowland on a nice baseline move. Got two of it back. So after trailing by 12, the Panthers get two of it back. It's 30-20. We're inside 2 minutes here in the first half. And Center Grove hitting from behind the line. Coming into the ball game, 39% three-point shooting ball club. And there is DeGraff, and he is going to be called for a charge. His second personal foul.
Great play by Adam Graham. He just turned. He left Jackson Davis to go get in the lane. He got himself set and took the charge from DeGraff. Good play, Adam Graham.
It was indeed. And here comes Petty back into the ball game, the 6 foot senior. They started five seniors, and off the bench, Petty is, the sixth, maybe the seventh man, and he too is a senior. Minute 37 to play, Panthers trail by 10. It's been a pitiful second quarter. Minute 30 to play. Jackson Davis has taken the game over with 19 points in this ball game in the opening half, and South has had no answer defensively. With it is Jaeger down on the wing. They're letting Graham just shoot out there, and he misses again. So Adam Graham taking advantage of being left wide open along the wings, but he's not getting the ball to fall.
There's a reason you're open from three out there.
You're 0 for what, 4 or 5 tonight. Graham hasn't hit a field goal, has only 2 points. 30-20, a minute left. What a nice spin move inside, and what great touch. You know, this is the first time I've seen this kid other than TV, Trace Jackson Davis, and he's got 21 points, and he's the real deal now. There's a shot by Leal, got iron, falls into the arm of Piercefield, and this game's getting away from South. They trail by 12. That's their biggest deficit. They were down 30-18. It's 32-20 right now, and the Panthers have gone 90-night here in the second quarter, but Center Grove's had a lot to do with that, and one man in particular, Trace Jackson Davis. Down to 20 seconds to play. Zach Hahn wants one shot. 32-20 here in the title game tonight. Bloomington South in the Elite Eight for the first time since 2012. Playing a night game here at Seymour. Down to 2 seconds to play. Petty will fire a three, and thank goodness that one didn't go in. They had enough of them fall. They've gunned in three threes. All of them came in the second quarter, and the Center Grove Trojans lead here at halftime 32-20, the biggest deficit of the South Panthers this year, as they go into the dressing room trailing by 12 points. Our halftime show has arrived. It's being brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith, by the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972. Go online at kellerheating.com. Got to find some kind of defense to try to, take the inside moves of one Trace Jackson Davis, the big 6'10 forward, who's got 21 points, 21. He has outscored the entire Bloomington South team, who's trails by 12 here at intermission, 32-20. Back with our halftime. After these timeouts, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to Barney Scott Gym. Along with our producer, Alex Lester, has been fantastic all season long. High atop our One City Center studios, Terry Stoltz alongside. Well, it's a hole to dig out from under, 32-20. Terry will give you the not-so-good stats as compared with earlier today when the Panthers in the first half shot 15 of 21. Well, they didn't come anywhere close to that here in the first 16 minutes of this ball game. Before Terry gives you the stats, let's take a look at what's going on in 4A, 23-3 Penn, who's ninth ranked in Northridge, playing up in Northern Indiana. Carmel top ranked. They're 23-1 for a reason. That's why they got a 1 next to its name. They're playing Zionsville, and that could be a real good ball game. Zionsville gave South its last loss that they had right before the new year in the Bob Wettig tournament up in Richmond. They're 21-5. The winner of this game will play the winner between New Powell and Ben Davis. Ben Davis coming on strong, 18-7. You know, we talked a little about it in the pregame with JR, the fact that in the STACK Metropolitan Conference, of which Center Grove's a member, Carmel, Warren Central, last year's defending state champion, Chris Byers Ball Club, Lawrence Central, Lawrence North, Pike, Ben Davis, Center Grove. Ben Davis and Center Grove were tied at 2-5 in the league coming into the regional this weekend. And that's how stacked that league was. So that gives you some idea why a lot of these teams aren't ranked. But playing well is Ben Davis, as is Center Grove, obviously. As I told you, they've won 5 in a row and 6 of their last 8 coming into this one. Or I should say they're 8-2 since February, and their only loss administered by second-ranked Lawrence Central on February the 8th, and then Brownsburg, 11th-ranked, beat them also in February, 62-56, and since they have not lost. Elsewhere, and of course, looking at 4A, we only have 4 ranked teams playing tonight, and that includes South, the other 3 being Zionsville, Carmel, and Penn. And we look and find Bloomfield, 19-7. Hey, Ron McBride's got a chance here as they take on Greenwood Christian. And that's going to be a game refereed by Marcus Debrow tonight. And also Linton is playing Tell City for an opportunity to win and go to the Final Four. The Miners are 25-3. They're playing 2A Tell City later tonight. Terry will have his stat story. And it's a sad one after the first couple of quarters. Center Grove leading this one to 32-20 as we rest here at halftime. Back with more after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Part of our state title game being brought to you tonight. Congrats out to Coach Holmes and the South Panthers on a great season. Continued the best of luck through the tournament for Aqua Pro Pool and Spa, where those hot spring spas are on sale, 0% financing for 3 years, and by Class 101 in Bloomington, providing expert guidance in college search, admissions, test prep, and the financial aid process, which is vital. Call Class 101, 812-320-3702, 812-320-3702. Go online at class101/Bloomington. Go Panthers. Tee the stat story, son.
All right. Joe, before I get stats, courtesy of Mike Glasscott, I got four scores here. First of all, the Bloomfield sectional, the Cardinals are up 22-20 at halftime. Ben Davis, New Pal, Ben Davis up 28-23 at half. The fighting Mike Glasscott's, the Carmel Greyhounds, are up 22-15 at half. And you just mentioned Linton. Linton also has a 17-14 halftime lead.
Well, thanks to Glass, he does a great job, has since the tournament started, or, you know, throughout the entire year. You know, I don't know where we would have been had he not sat in for me last year with you and John. And, of course, Dave Novak in football when I wasn't around. But we really appreciate that. And Glass here in the last couple of weeks really been doing a good job because you and I are imbeciles, and we don't understand the social media technology behind what he does with Twitter and Facebook and everything, so we thank Glass for his contributions.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, I'm on Twitter. I try to check scores, but you and I are kind of busy here.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't spend.
Yeah, it's tough for you
that.
To keep up. Yeah.
But anyway, here we go.
Won't take you long to run down those Panther stats.
No, it shouldn't. 2-9 in that quarter, Joe, for 22%. That and three turnovers tell the story. For the half, South is abysmal. 7 of 20 for 35%. I told you they used them all this morning. 1 of 7 from three-ball lane. 5 of 6 from the free-throw line. 9 points for Grayson Rowland. 4 points for Connor Hickman. 3 points, Anthony Leal on a three-ball. 2 apiece for Noah Jager and Adam Graham. And Joey Bamba and Jordan Meeks did not score. Well, Center Grove's as hot as South was this morning. They were 7 of 11 in that quarter, coupled with a 7 for 10 first quarter, 14 of 21 for 67%. 3 of 7 from three ball, so that's 428. That's not bad. And they hold a 9 to 6 rebounding edge. But the key is Trace Jackson Davis with 21 points. 6 points for Spencer Piercefield, a 3 ball by Justin DeGraff, and 2 by Ben Nicholson. Those four are the only ones that have scored for Center Grove.
All right, side out. And restarting the second half will be Lucas Doyle, the 6'5 senior. He triggers it in to Ben Nicholson, and the second half is underway as Jackson Davis, with his 21-point effort in the opening half, looks for a pass inside, and there's his first slam. Well, that wasn't the answer either. 11th field goal of the night for Jackson Davis, and that was a flusher. 34-20, biggest lead of the ball game. Shot a three on its way, way off the mark by Leal. Leal's got one triple, and the Panthers hitting a paltry 35%, and it's not getting any better. They dropped to 33-3 now. They trail by 14. We were a minute into the third quarter. With the basketball, really impressed by this Spencer Piercefield young man. Pass inside and last touch knocked out of bounds by Grayson Rowland. And Terry, really, he's been the offense. He's got 9 points. Other than that, Connor Hickman was quieted. Graham hasn't scored from the field. Leal has only a 3. And Noah Jager can't get going tonight offensively.
No, Ben Nicholson's doing a great job on Noah. He really, and it's a senior, a guy that's been there, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, Noah will have his turn next year. What a season he's had. Now they double team with Graham and Leal, and Davis throws it out wide open. A three ball no good, taken that time by Piercefield and cleared out of there by Adam Graham. Panthers need to score here.
Yeah.
Rowland from three, out of the corner, way off the mark. Graham's got the offensive rebound, back up, no good, cleared out of there by Davis. Jackson Davis with a rebound. They hadn't had that many. I think that's only their 10th rebound tonight. But Davis has about 3 or 4, and it's 34-20.
Yeah, I've got him for 4, and nice pass by Jackson Davis.
Yeah, he did whip it in, and Nicholson went to the glass hard. He was fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot 2. And I think the guilty party was Johnny Jager, and it was. That is his second personal foul.
Good offense there by Center Grove, and Nicholson again, that senior. He just had Noah overplaying him, and he back cut him, and Trace Jackson found him.
Nicholson, only a 59% free throw shooter. I tell you where they may run into problems if they win tonight and move on to the state. But they have survived, and I must admit, that standing at 20-8, and Nicholson only a 59% free throw shooter, and that one somehow fell through. So he's one of two. The point I'm trying to make, they're only a 63% free throw shooting team. With it is Jaeger now. Panthers trail by 15 with 6:15 to play here in the third quarter. Hickman is looking confused out there. Goes down on the wing. Leal really being harassed by Piercefield, and the ball slapped away. Rowland got it back. Put it up with the left hand. In and out. No good. Kept it alive. Leal back up over his head. No good. Fight for the rebound. Leal got another rebound, and he goes down, and he grabs his ankle as well. And he is slow getting up as Jackson Davis helps him up. So things not getting any better, and Leal gimping around. And we'll just have to walk it off. He doesn't want to come out of the ball game, that's for sure. 5:59 to play. A lot of...
I think they're going to get him out.
Yeah, you got to put Joey in.
Yeah, let's get him on the bench and let the trainer look at him. Joe, 15-12 at the end of the first. Panthers get a three by Leal and tie it at 15.
Yeah.
They've been outscored 20-5 since that time.
Yep.
Good
Amazing. Point. Yeah. Good point, Terry. Inside six to play here in the third. Offense has gone 90-night. 35-20. Shot on the way. A three ball, no good. Rebounded out of there by Hickman. Needs something here, Connor. He goes to the glass, and the ball slapped out of his arms by Spencer Piercefield. Well, I really like this young man. First time I've had an eye to look at Center Grove live. I've seen him on TV, of course, with film clips and what have you. But this Piercefield is a nice-looking high school senior basketball player in the state of Indiana. He's not, I don't think, going to go anywhere big. As Connor Hickman at the free throw line deals it in. The Panthers haven't scored from the field here in the third quarter, and Hickman delivers both, a 71% free throw shooter. Hickman now with a half a dozen, and it's 35-22. The lead was 20, was rather 15, and here comes Jackson Davis across the timeline himself. Doesn't quite get as fancy as he did that one time when he lost control of the ball. Now they clear it. The big guy, Lucas Doyle, back to Nickerson. Spin move by Jackson Davis. Clears it out now, and they back up the offense, and that's Ben Greller. Well, they're very intelligent, waiting for that man to stick another one in. And that's all he's been doing all night. He's got 25 points.
He's hard to defend if you don't have a guy his own size, somebody that can get up there with that ball. A beautiful pass by, I think it was Nicholson, and DJD just lays it in.
37-22, shot taken by Hickman, no good. He rushed that one, and it's rebounded out of there by the big man, Trace Jackson Davis. Kind of reminds me of the Indiana women's dilemma the other night with that Gustafson girl. They had no answer for her.
Right.
And again, Indiana struggled to get balance in the scoring lineup beyond Allie Patberg, and it cost them. And there is a shot taken, and Jackson Davis will be going to the free throw line. And it's very simple mathematics here. There's no answer defending the big guy, and he's having his way. He's at the free throw line. He's working on a 25-point night, and only to get more here. And it's in and out and out. Spun out, stayed
finally
out, 37-22, Terry.
Finally missed a shot. His proud papa standing over there by our left, and he just kind of motioned on for him to I don't know if Trace turned around and looked and saw his dad, but Dale kind of motioned like, follow through, get the ball up high. Well, anyway, he missed that one, so it didn't do him any good.
He connects there, so he's 2 out of 4 and 26 points for Jackson Davis. Yeah, Dale was a great player. Anakover, his younger brother, has played. He played a little bit in the first half. Taven, and there's a three-point no good, rebounded by Jackson Davis. 38-22. Well, they gave us Jasper only, 40 points today earlier, 65-40. And it was kind of similar. That first quarter was eerily the same as Bloomington South's first quarter tonight with Jasper. And then they just steadily pulled away at each quarter stop, and that's what they're doing tonight.
Good point, Joe. That's exactly what's happening here. And the one thing that maybe could get South back in the game is the three ball, and it is not falling tonight.
And we got a whistle away from the ball, and that's going to be a travel call against, look to be, Justin DeGraff. And now we got a timeout call by JR. We'll take a full minute break. 38-22, 3:52 to play here in the third quarter. Center Grove leading this one like they have really from the outset. Back in a minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Barney Scott, Jim. Panthers with the basketball. They trail by 16. They're playing the high post now with Roland on the give and go. Stopping, popping, Jager, and they can't buy a basket. And Jackson Davis has another rebound. Well, I said they didn't have many in the first half. Davis has collected not only his points, but three or four of the last rebounds. A good passer as well as Petty takes the pass down on the wing, and they wheel it out now to Spencer Pierce Field. And now Center Grove with the huge lead. They're a control team. They'll play at any pace. But when you got the big horse right there, and he deals it inside, and a foul on Joey Bamba, and DeGraff will be going to the line to shoot two, Terry.
Yeah, I mean, Trace Jackson Davis is, he's sitting out there now, and he's being double-teamed. He's looking for the open man. Yep. They're not going to force any shots. The clock running is their best friend right now. That and the fact that South has just not got the marksman as DeGraff hits a free throw. South is not hitting on the mark as they did this morning.
Nope. They shot only 7 of 20 if you just dialed us in the opening half and trailed by 12 at halftime. And a 60% free throw shooter in DeGraff hits them both. He's got 5. That's the kind of night it's been. 40 to 22. Biggest lead of the ball game now. South side with the basketball. And now the Panthers just reluctant to shoot. There's a guy that gets to the hole, and that is Noah Jager. And we got a foul called, and he'll be going to the line and presumably shooting two. We'll wait and see if he was in the act, as he's already stepping to the free throw line, so he will shoot two.
And that's Ben Nicholson's second, so come on, Noah, knock these down.
They haven't fouled that much, and he does. Answer Terry's plea there. Percentage-wise, Terry, the leading free throw shooter on this ball club at 74% is Jager.
No surprise there.
Hit them both. But Noah's got only 4 points. Of course, the Panthers only have 20 more. They're down by 16. Offensive foul called against Nickerson. Nice setup that time for the charge by Noah Jager. And quickly, Nickerson picks up his third personal foul.
So your leader, your offensive captain, third foul, another turnover, 8 for the game for Center Grove. You know, they're leaving South some openings, Joe. South just needs to capitalize on it and hopefully knocking down a few shots. That might help.
Well, Nickerson is going to be taken to the bench, and Taven Jackson comes in, the younger brother of Trace Jackson Davis. 40 to 24, biggest lead has been 18. And they're mopping up some perspiration now. As Nickerson was the guilty party on that foul. And Jager spilled down onto the, and there's Peanut doing a fine job.
Attaboy, Peanut.
Getting his towel down to the hardwood here.
He just wanted some air time.
Tonight's broadcast being brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith, proud sponsor of Panther Basketball. Stop out and see Scott and the crew at 508 West 17th Street. And here we go, Leal. Over to Jager, 2:56 to play in the third quarter. Panthers got to get going. There's a whistle after the shot. It would have counted had it gone in. And the Center Grove Trojan is going to be the guilty party.
And see, that was a nice move by Noah. Nice shot. They are just not falling tonight. They drained everything they could this morning.
Jager connecting. Good. 3 of 3 from the line. He was just there a second ago and delivered both of those. I think that foul that time was on Taven Jackson.
That's right, it was.
40 to 25, cut it to 15, cut it to 14 now. 4 straight for Noah Jager, and timeout called by Zach Hahn. So, while Center Grove powwows, 2:53 to play here before the end of the third. Center Grove, who had an 18-point lead, has seen it whittled itself down, 40-26. Panthers hopeful of a comeback here over the course of the next 10 minutes. Back in a minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, to me, even a 4-0 run is significant for Bloomington South, and that's what they're on right now, and it's down to 14, but that sure in the heck beats 18. And now a little pressure as Jager looks into the grill of Spencer Piercefield, who comes across the timeline. 2:45 to play in the third. 40-26, South trails, and they have, except for two occasions, by 1 point in the early going of the first quarter. Now away from the play, and now what do we have?
I think that's an unbelievably three-second call. You don't see those very often.
That was called against Cameron Petty, so Center Grove gives up the basketball, and the Panthers, if they could just hit a three, they would be down 11. And we know Leal can do that, and so can this kid, and he hits a two, and that's Hickman. That's good news, because that's his first field goal since the first quarter, 40-28. So a 6-0 run now for Bloomington South. There's the big horse inside, and there is another basket, and count it. No, Terry, you know, you look for something positive. It was, 40-28. It was down to 12. And then, you know, Jackson Davis will try to complete the three-point play. He's 2 of 4 from the line tonight. 28 points. Joey Bamba comes out. I believe that foul was on Bamba.
It's on Anthony Leal.
All right.
I finally looked at our one scoreboard we can see.
All right. Three-point play complete by Jackson Davis, 43-20. And a big night for the young man. And tipped around and the miss fired by Jaeger and the loose ball out to Piercefield. 29 points. He is still outscored Bloomington South, and now Jaeger strips the ball away, goes to the hole, misses here. Loose ball rebound, out of bounds Bloomington South, as Noah Jaeger hit the hardwood ton of bricks, goes into the stands, wanted the foul, didn't get a whistle.
No, he didn't get fouled. That was just a nice defensive play by Piercefield. Noah missed the layup. Anthony Leal almost grabbed the rebound to lay it in. And the ball ends up out for South.
Roland's been quiet lately.
Yeah.
Jaeger over to Leal. He'll fire a three, air ball. And the Center Grove fans let him know it. Jackson Davis, an easy rebound. Clears it down to Piercefield to Petty down on the left wing. Back it goes out to the top of the perimeter with Kreller. Petty inside. Here's Jackson. There's the shot. It's no good. And there's the foul on Meeks.
That was the seventh rebound of the quarter for Jackson Davis on that last trip down, Joe.
Yep. Well, it's
nine
just
for the game.
Matter of time. We knew he was going to have another double-double. He's at the free throw line. Perhaps his the one suit that he struggles with from time to time. Only a 63% free throw shooter, 43-20. As he tries to get one or two, and that one rolls in. So tonight, from the line, he's only 4 of 7, but he's got 30 points. 44-30 and 9 rebounds, 44-28. So they had it down to 12. That's the closest they've been. Roland, a nice play inside. Grayson Roland playing, and hopefully one more game his senior year here, but he's going to have to rally his troops in that fourth quarter. 1:11 to play here in the third. Inside they go, and we got a foul, an offensive foul called against Jackson Davis. Used his elbow trying to get an inside move that time, his second personal foul.
I guess. I mean, he's so much bigger and quicker than Jordan Meeks, but you can't put your elbow out. You can't use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
It's a turnover and his second foul.
44-30. So Center Grove gives up the ball. Panthers trying to get it back down to that 12 mark. 55 seconds to play, and Jaeger will fire a three. No good, and cleared out of there by DeGraff, who's done a nice job rebounding along with Jackson Davis. Down to 43 seconds to play, 44-30. Center Grove with a 14-point lead. Their biggest lead of the night was, and now we got another problem in a... Foul down against a Southsider.
That'll be the fourth on Jordan Meeks. At first, I thought the Center Grove kid just dribbled out of bounds, but I think Jordan might have got a hip into him, and is why he went out of bounds.
40-28, actually 40-26 was our biggest lead, and that was it's where it is right now. 18 was the biggest lead, 40-22. And there's a ball knocked away, but picked back up by Ben Greller. He deals it now, and they'll play for the final shot as Nickerson has it now. And he works against Connor Hickman. Down to 12 seconds to play. And trying to steal the ball, Jager away from Nickerson. Nickerson now deals it over to Persfield. Persfield looking for the big guy. There's a shot taken, a three ball. Boom. That's the end of the third quarter. To Graff. It was only a two. Or was it a three?
Boy, it looked like a three.
And it was.
Yeah,
it
was 44-30. You're right, Joe. 44 was the score.
And so it gets worse. 47-30 at the end of three. 8 minutes to come back from this one. As South really, really struggling on two fronts, defending the outstanding Mr. Basketball candidate, Trace Jackson Davis, on his way to play for Coach Archie, who's got 30 points tonight and nearing another double-double. Center Grove leads at 47-30. Fourth quarter action after this half-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back we come. Joe Smith along with Terry Stoltz. 47-30 is side out to the Bloomington South Panthers. Tonight's broadcast being brought to you in part by Chris Smith, broker, owner, REMAX Acclaim property use. You can find him online at chrissmith3030.com. 47-30. As South really struggling to hit the basketball. T set it all, and there's a bad pass almost. It was deflected. Leal picked it up as Jackson Davis deflected, and there's Grayson Rowland. He's been the only offense tonight. 13 points for Bloomington South, a lone Panther in double figures, and now a little 1-2-2 trap. 47-32. You can't get it all back in the first, minutes. And here's Davis finger rolling a shot. No good. Leal wanted the charge, didn't get it. With the rebound comes Jager over to Leal, stops, deals it now over to Connor Hickman. Hickman's got a lane, stops, delivers it over to Grayson Rowland. Little 12-footer on the way, got it. So Grayson Rowland two in a row, and it's 47-34. And all of a sudden, it's down now to 13 points. It's been as low as 12 here in the second half. And now Center Grove wants a little patience, or at least head coach Zach Hahn wants patience. And they give the ball to Ben Nickerson, their senior point guard. Out on him is Rowland. They deal it to Persfield. Inside, ball spinning, firing. No, he did. He passed it instead, and a three-pointer out of the corner. Holy smoke. And that was DeGraff again. He's delivered the last two from three-ball range, and that one, after the Panthers cut it to 13, JR wants a timeout. 6:40 to play in the ball game. 50-34, Center Grove leads it by 16. Back and a half, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, Terry, just to give the fans some perspective of how poor the shooting has been tonight, how about those third quarter stats?
All right, for the Panthers, Joe, 2 of 14 for 142. Game-wise, 9 of 34 for 26%. On the other hand, Center Grove 18-27 for the game for 66-7.
Yep, they're flip-flopping on what South did earlier today when they shot 74% to take out Jeffersonville. Nice move inside, but Hickman could not finish. And it's cleared out of there, and now Davis has his double-double with 30-10 now. 6:05 to play in the ball game, and it appears that Jackson Davis lost the basketball. Swiped away by Noah Jager. 5:57 to play. Jager inside. Leaves him for Rowland. Off the glass, snow. Fight for the rebound. Meeks. And Meeks had the ball stripped. Loose ball on the hardwood. And possession arrow is going to go to Center Grove. Another turnover. Bloomington South. After a breather, here comes Justin DeGraff back into the ball game. He's done nothing but hit threes tonight. He's got three of them. The guy that comes out briefly was Caden Curry, who was in for, and he's a promising freshman, big kid for a freshman. He's 6'3 right now. They got a young team, don't they? I mean, they've got some youngsters coming up.
Yeah, I mean, they've got with the Curry kid, but mainly Justin DeGraff and Taven Jackson. They've got a good start after all these seniors leave, Joe.
Well, one of them's coming to Bloomington and playing for Archie, and that is the man that's got the ball, Trace Jackson Davis, with a 30-10 double-double tonight, 50-34. Then there is a lob pass. Meeks leaves him alone off the glass. He's got 32. 14th field goal, 52-34, back to 18. 5:22 to play in the ball game. Nice move, Leal. Back up over his head. Got it.
Pretty.
Anthony Leal's first field goal of the second half. He's got one in each half. He's got only 5 points, and that's 15 below his average. 52-36. Panthers again with the 1-2-2 trap. And finally, they clear it out and get it across the timeline. 5 minutes to play. You're going to have to make up and get real hot after a salty 2-for-14 third quarter. 16-point deficit. Double team, triple teamed as Jackson Davis clears it out over to Nicholson. And now with the lead and no shot clock in high school basketball, Center Grove's version, Terry, of milking. And there's a shot by Davis. He tapped his own miss back in.
Well, Joe, I mean, there's just no way physically to do anything with him.
And there's another miss by Jagger and another rebound for Jackson Davis. 34-11 for the big kid, 6'10 senior. Well, Terry, I don't know who else is going to buy and beat him out of Mr. Basketball.
I don't either, because the other two good guys play for Lalamuir, and they're not part of the IHSAA, so they cannot win it.
54-36, down 18. That's been the biggest deficit of the night. It was earlier at 18 at 40-22, and it rests at 54. Well, the Panthers trailed it by 12, actually this quarter by 13, and now Center Grove is up that with a nice little run themselves. They control the basketball with 4 minutes to play here in the title game, 54-36. As South season slowly getting away from them here. Coming in with 15 straight, have not lost a game in the calendar year of 2019, but they've been on the ropes really since the opening tap. With no answer for Trace Jackson Davis. Lob pass into the big guy, immediately double teamed off the glass, two more.
And I tell you, Joe, he's not come out of the game. He's worked hard.
Yeah.
He's earned these points, and he's taken advantage of what he can do.
He's got 36 points, and he has scored as many as Bloomington South's team. And the Center Grove fans applaud what they're seeing from their Trojans, who are going to the Final Four, and there's a ball out of bounds. And they've not had a lot of those tonight either.
Oh, no, they've had plenty of turnovers.
Oh, have they?
They had 11.
Doesn't
at the
seem
end of
like
the,
it.
I know, but they've had several.
When they have them?
Charging fouls.
Okay.
They've had several, and they've had, actually, they've, as nice move by Noah for the deuce.
His only his first basket of the second half.
Yeah, right now I've got CG for 13. Three in one quarter, three in another quarter, but five in the third quarter really did them in.
Well, the lead escalated out to 20. Just a second ago before Jager popped in that nice move off the glass to make it back to 18.
I mean, Joe, this is a bunch that you've got six seniors that play
a
lot, and arguably one of the best, if not the best, senior in the state of Indiana. I mean, they should be good. There's DeGraff.
Yep. Well, the only indecision he had, am I going to dunk it or lay it in?
Yeah.
He decided to lay it in. And there's a shot by Jager, no good, and another rebound by Jackson Davis. And DeGraff's been a pain in the rump as well. He's got 12 points in the ball game tonight, 13. And there is a slam. Well, that's the exclamation point, as you can hear the fans. 38 points for the big guy. Long three by Leal. I don't think Leal's touched the rim in the last two shots he's had from three-ball range, and the Center Grove Trojans are winning the regional tonight. Tough way to end things. Giving up 38 to a top-rated player in the state, and Trace Jackson Davis. And sensing that, J.R. pulls his ball club. Jager Dunn, Hickman Dunn, Roland Dunn, Leal Dunn, Graham, and he's just gone to Graham stays in, the only starter.
Jalen Peck and Cody Doig are in right
and
now.
By the way, Trace Jackson Davis is still playing, trying to beat Bamba off the glass, got another one.
That's 40. Anybody ever score 40 against JR that you can remember?
It is indeed. No, I can't. Not that comes to memory.
Not that JR ever guards anybody, but you understand a coach of his magnitude just won't allow that to happen.
62-38 and make it 41 as Hickman guns in a triple. Hickman now with his points starting to add up, but not near enough. As the Center Grove Trojans have won this ball game, they got out to a big-time lead of 12 points in the opening half. Connor Hickman comes out. Maddox Blackwell checks in. Peck, Doig, Cody Doig, Bamba, and Bruce Furr, who will be playing in his final game tonight. 62-41, but it was 62-38. Margin of victory is irrelevant right now. It has been since really the early part. Terry, South got things down to 14. It was, something you could live with. Got it down to 13. Needed a stop. Well, they finally have taken Trace Jackson Davis out with an even 40. 18 field goals, 4 of 7 from the free throw line, and how many, 12 rebounds or so?
13.
64, and losing the basketball out of bounds is Cody Doig. Actually, it wasn't his fault. He just couldn't track it down. 64-41. So this will bring a close to our high school basketball season tonight. And Center Grove marches on. They've now won 6 in a row, and they're 9-2 since February, the first part of February. So they're playing well, headed to the semi-state as they win the regional for the only the second time in school history, if my memory serves me correct. There's a whistle and a foul call. So Bloomington South denied an opportunity to win the school's ninth, and Center Grove marches on.
Well, you know, Joe, I said when they played Bloomington North earlier in the year that this was legitimate 4A state championship possibility, as a missed shot there by Taven Jackson. I'm not going to back off of that now, because they are really playing good basketball right now, and they've got the A factor in the middle.
Well, I don't know. It looks like Ben Davis is going to win.
Yeah, they're going to be tough to beat.
And, of course, they played in the same league. We'll check to see how they did against. They beat Ben Davis January 18th, 56-45. But this is going to be their second regional championship since 72. Down to 43 seconds to play. The younger Jackson will just walk it across the timeline. And let's see. I don't know if they play Ben Davis. No, you played him just the one time. That was at Ben Davis, and Center Grove won it 56-45. So Center Grove has won the regional championship. Our postgame show just around the corner is South, really, from about the early part, with about 6.5 to play or so in the second quarter.
Yep.
They trailed by 12 at halftime, really could not get anything going. And their season has come to an end, 64-41, as the Panthers close and have their 15-game winning streak snap. They close 24-4 and lose it tonight, 64-41, as Trace Jackson Davis with 40 points and 13 rebounds. So, our post-game show just around the bend. It's brought to you in part by Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. Back to Seymour, Barney Scott Jim with some bad numbers. J.R. Holmes shaking hands with Zach Hahn. They'll go to come back here next week to play in the regional, or rather in the semi-state, as they capture the school's second regional championship, its first since 1972. And they do it convincingly. 64-41. We'll be back with our postgame in 2 minutes. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back we come along with our producer, Alex Lester, Joe Smith, Terry Stoltz, which we wish the news was better, but it wasn't. And really the handwriting on the wall from about the early portion of the third quarter on, when the Panthers, the best they could whittle things down to was 13 at 47-34 on a little bit of a run. I told you that right at the outset of the fourth quarter, that trying to find some ray of light, some light at the end of the tunnel. A 4-0 run was about the biggest run that South had all night. Some of it was on their due to them not being able to hit after swishing the nets at a 73% clip this afternoon, missing only 10 shots of the 37 that they took, and dispatching Jeffersonville to the sideline, 68-52. The shoe was definitely on the other foot here tonight, as Center Grove rode the big horse like they've done all season long. As we look out and peer out here at Barney Scott Gym, and Justin DeGraff was cutting the nets down at that end, a sea of red, as you can imagine. And Jackson Davis with 40 points tonight, 18 field goals, 4 of 7 from the free throw line. And the young man, well, he had 22 in the first half. So he had himself a night.
He did, Joe. He had quite a night. Trace Jackson Davis was 18 out of 22 from the field.
Yeah.
4 of 7 from the free throw line and 13 rebounds. That says it all right there. I'm ready if you want to go stats, or do we need to take a break?
Well, we'll tell everybody that our stat story is brought to you by one of your favorite places in town, Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson. They've got everything you need. Whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property, you can count on Black Lumber. T?
All right. First of all, score from up north, the Carmel Fighting Glasscocks win 53-39, as they are obviously trying to head to another state championship. Lafayette Central Catholic 80-43 over North Vermilion in a 2 or 3A. I can't remember which one that is. So let's go to stats. Get them out of the way because they're not funny. They're just about the opposite of this afternoon's final. Bloomington South 41 points. They were, at least in the last quarter, 5 of 11. A little bit better than they had been in the previous two. But they finished the game, Joe, 14 of 45. For 31% shooting, only 2 of 15 from the three. They were good, 11 of 12 from the free throw line. They did well there. And on the other end of the spectrum, last quarter for CG was 7 of 9. They finished the game 25 of 36 for 69%. So they shot like South shot this morning, and South didn't. For the Panthers, in his final game, number 5, Grayson Rowland, an outstanding job. Ended up with 15 points tonight. 11 points for Connor Hickman. Of course, he'll be back next year, the young sophomore. Noah Jager just persevered, kept fighting, going and going and going. The Energizer Bunny finishes with 8. 5 points for Anthony Leal. And 2 points for Adam Graham. So the starters were all that scored. There were no bench points for South this evening. And they just looked like a tired ball club out there, as opposed to Center Grove, who obviously had a pretty easy morning run. And Trace Jackson Davis didn't even play in the fourth quarter. As I've given you his stats, I have Spencer Piercefield for 11. I've got 10 for Justin DeGraff. And 3 points for Ben Nicholson. So they only had 4 people that scored for them. Ben Greller, Lucas Doyle, both starters, did not score. Taven Jackson did not score. Cameron Petty, also a senior that plays a lot, didn't score. And everybody, they emptied the bench on their side. Of course, the Panthers, Cody Doig got in late. Jalen Peck, Maddox Blackwell was in, and Bruce Furr. I don't know if Trent Kirby, I think he might have gotten in. But as you can see, again, no scoring for the Panthers. So, Joe, 64-41. not a great way to finish out a very excellent year as the Panthers finished 24-4, but not the way that we wanted our guys to go out.
No, not the way, but no answer, too,
no.
For defending Trace Jackson Davis, who I don't know if that was his career high. I can't recall him having a 40-point night. He may, and that's not
yeah,
to suggest that, you know, we had their stats, and it doesn't list what the high was for the young man. But you know what? 40 is a lot in a high school
man.
Game. 40 man. Is a lot, as he almost outscores the entire Bloomington North team tonight. 64-41, our postgame show brought to you by Dave and the Jasper Remanufactured Engine and Transportation, rather Transmission Installation Experts. That's always been a mouthful to say. At Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive, but we love those guys out there and hope they're on board with us next year. Call 812-330-1620. That's Advanced Auto Care. We want to say that to all of our sponsors. Of course, early on, the mainstays, David Hayes and his crew, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Jim Stafford Real Estate, Black Lumber for decades, Lloyd Law, Matt, of course, taking care of Terry's spotlight players of the game all season, Vicky at the Bloomington Hardware. Dave and Scott and the crew at J&S Locksmith, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, Keller Heating and Air, Bounds Flooring out there on North State Road 37 out of town there, 5005 there, and located at the old TIS building out there. Smithville, we'll get to them in a second. South Central Oral Surgery Center and Chris Smith, broker owner Remax Acclaimed Properties. You can find him online at chrissmith3030.com. Also, Urban Air Trampoline and Adventure Park came on late season, as did Class 101. And also, Aqua Pro Pool and Spa. And they still want to congratulate Coach Holmes, and why not? An historic season, the winningest coach in state high school basketball history. But it will end now this season with 810 wins and 339 losses. But he'll be coaching his 50th year in his career next year and his 37th at Bloomington South. But this season ends on a downer, the final 64-41. It's time for our player of the game. It's brought to you by Smithville. You know, Smithville Security wants to be your home's new watchdog. With that 24/7 smart home security system, go online at smithvillesecurity.com. Smart, safe, simple. That's Smithville. T.
All right, thank you, Joe. Let me get a couple of quick scores in here because our local schools, other than South, of course, Bloomfield in the 1A defeated Greenfield or Greenwood Christian tonight 52-50. The Cardinals advanced Lenton 45-36 over Tell City. They advanced the 4A, probably Seymour semi-state is set up. Ben Davis defeats New Pal 53-47, so they'll face Center Grove. And Penn, 74-72 over Northridge, will face the Fighting Mike Glasscotts next week in the northern part of the semi-state. My player of the game for me, the senior, last game for the South Panthers as he heads on to track, I believe, is Grayson Rowland, number 5,
yeah,
the 6'2 senior.
He's a track
senior.
Man.
He's a high jumper and going to be instrumental to Larry Williams' track Panthers. He had 15 points. He was 6 of 11 from the field. 0 for 1 from 3, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, Joe, and 3 rebounds, and only picked up one personal foul tonight. So good rebound for him from this morning. My player of the game is Grayson Rowland.
Brought to you by Smithville, responsible for all of our streaming, and they have been doing that. And we really, management and staff, the owners out at Smithville, for all of that, they have been making it possible for near on a decade now. Live on stream or online streaming of all of our stuff that we do in high school football and basketball, obviously made possible by Smithville. So that's about the story from Barney Scott Gym here in Seymour as Bloomington South's the fifth-ranked Panthers season comes to a close in the regional championship game here tonight as they lose to Center Grove behind Trace Jackson Davis's 40 points and 13 rebound, double-double, as they win and move on to the semi-state to play Ben Davis, a team that they beat here not long ago, back in January 18th, beat them 56-45. And now they're 9-2 since the start of February. They've won six in a row, and they're on a roll playing well. And that is the Center Grove Trojans of Zach Hahn, and we congratulate them. And we congratulate J.R. Holmes for that historic run and the milestone of hitting the 100th state tournament win, which they did earlier this year. They won the Conference Indiana Championship. They won their fifth consecutive sectional championship and fall here tonight, 64-41. For a great producer, Alex Lester, and for Terry Stoltz, who did a great job all season long, all of our sponsors, Mike Lascott included, and for John Callahan as well, who filled in for me when I was with Indiana, mentioning the Hoosiers, well, something to look forward to next year, but there is still plenty of this year left, as Seniors Day is tomorrow at 12 noon with Rutgers dropping in. Hoosiers with three in a row looking for the four-bagger against the Scarlet Knights. Big Ten Network will have that one on at 12 noon. But now, looking at the future, they've got this kid that I just witnessed tonight being one of the Indiana broadcasters. Looking forward to seeing Mr. Trace Jackson Davis wear a number with Indiana on the front of the jersey. And, you know, I'll remember him one night when he did pump 40 in against one of my local teams as South Falls Hard here to close out the 2018-19 campaign, 64-41. Have a great spring. Back with Dave Novak in football in the fall, along with Mike Lascott as well. For Terry and the crew from Seymour, the final again, 64-41. Center Grove wins the regional championship. You've been listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good Saturday night, everyone, from Jackson County. Have a great weekend.
Coverage of the 109th Annual Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, sponsored by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL, is brought to you by Smithville, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford Real Estate, Bounds Flooring, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, J&S Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Lloyd Law, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, and Chris Smith Remax Acclaimed Properties. Monroe County's home for high school sports is News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.